And finally, it's not always kindest to say nothing at all, says Rowan Mantell.
A current storyline on The Archers, and a past Archers storyline too, the scriptwriters are wonderfully green when it comes to recycling, involves characters complimenting each other for Lent. The idea is that the peasantry's pleasantries will bring the community closer together. At the time of writing, this had not yet resulted in restraining orders, but there is still time for the everyday story of country folk to become everyone's stalking nightmare. The old tradition of giving up chocolate, alcohol, meat or sugar, or caviar and diamonds if you want to minimise your chances of failure, for the 6 weeks of Lent is giving way to the concept of taking on tasks for Lent. Giving up things is just so last century. Once you've given up animal products for Veganuary, smoking in Stoptober, shaving for Movember, and bothering to get out of bed at all because you've given up just about everything through Snorgust and Sleptember. This year, I've adapted my own now traditional Lent Church a Day challenge into a weekend walk or bike ride during which I try to take in at least 7 of our medieval marvels and perhaps even donate to fundraising campaigns that they're running for good causes at home or abroad in a vague waft in the direction of not making it all about me. It's already well documented that fictional Ambridge in Borsetshire is very close to many real villages in Norfolk, so I'm not completely discounting calling in at St Stephen's, Ambridge. Several of the actors live here, all the farm animals and Linda's llamas too can be found here, and we also have gastropubs, wedding barns, beekeeping grannies and boys training sheepdogs. However, I did not realise that plot lines were now being harvested direct from my living room, where my 3-year-old granddaughter was, as usual, directing. She and I have our own tradition of complimenting each other's clothes, as we have very similar taste in glittery dresses, shiny shoes, swirly skirts and sparkly accessories. I promise to pass many of my possessions on to her when I grow out of them. She promises to look out for grandma-sized duplicates of her latest acquisitions. A few weeks back, she was bored of the tea table conversation and began circling the family, grandparents, parents and uncle, offering compliments on a strict quid pro quo basis. She admired my earrings. I liked her cardigan. She was positive about some patterned shirts and long blonde hair. The flattered ones were required to reply in kind. And then she reached Grandad, who had no sparkly jewellery or hair adornments and was dressed in an attractive but unflashy jumper and jeans combo. She gazed in silence, obviously thinking hard. Finally, she spoke. "There's nothing at all I like about you, Grandad," she opined. I laughed so hard I forgot to check whether my husband had found it quite so hilarious, and then we had to have a conversation about how compliments should be about more than clothes and accessories and embrace personality and actions too. Here's to April showers of affirmation.